It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You hear some horror stories that, you know, people get feeling hurt and everything, but how did it go for you?
It wasn't a process I wanted to go through, but I understand that it's a business.
When you go into that room, you don't say a word.
My arbitrator started first, said all these great things.
The arbitrator on their side, their job is to help the management side and to rip players. And hearing that you're not worthy of what you think you're worthy of, that was hard to hear. You don't forget what was said. I wrote them down, and I looked at them the other day, and I had a couple of check marks. My biggest knock was how I wasn't trustworthy in playoffs. Check.
Check.
That'll do it for me. All set on the Jeremy Swayman front. Take it easy, bud. Have a great career.
So you're out.
I wanted to be... So this whole process, I've been of the mind that I like Swayman. He's a good player. I side with players over management 99.9% of the time, 100% of the time in football, and most of the time in the other sports. And I was like, get Swayman done. Get him a fair deal. And even though he's asking for 10, all right, it's negotiations. They offer 6 and change, whatever. If they land on 8, I think 8's fair. And we know that he has taken the arbitration thing personally. Uh-huh. How do we know that? He won't shut up about it. He's nonstop. And how pathetic is this? It sounds awful when he's like, yeah, and then he's like, you know, the arbiter is like, and it's their job. He even admits, like, it's their job to sort of say, like, why you're not worth, like, what you're asking for.
They're saying all these awful things about me.
And then he's like, I wrote a list down, and I stare at it every night, and I look at it on the wall, and they said, not trustworthy in the playoffs. And I said, check. Oh, yeah, when you were skating around with the cup, when was that? When were you, like, you had a good playoff run for a series and a half or whatever it was. Like, look, let's not go crazy.
I'm very sorry to disappoint you.
I'm like, very, dude, very, very pro Jeremy Swayman, but it's like,
how can you be?
You beat the Leafs. Everybody beats the Leafs.
You beat the Leafs in the playoffs.
Yeah, like, I mean, like,
let's count the goalies who have beaten the Leafs in the playoffs.
Yeah, like, Linus Ullmark never advanced in the postseason, and so Swayman went farther than Linus Ullmark. But, like, everybody beats
the
Leafs.
It's just too sad sack for me.
I'm
like,
still,
enough.
I'm still on his side, but that's hard to stop.
Okay.
At least I'm with you on that. Too dull to be around.
at least you can admit that. Like, yeah. That is a rough go. I'm like, come on,
yeah,
man.
But, like, the Bruins have also been, like, real pissy and hard to defend on a bunch of stuff, too.
No doubt. And if Cam Neely is wrong about the $64 million.
Wow, we want him to take our $8 million and he won't do it.
He didn't handle himself well.
Yeah, like, okay, so I'm saying. So they're being bitches on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the Swayman stuff is ridiculous. Like, dude, you went to arbitration.
Check.
You told everybody, like, I didn't want to do it. Yeah. I wrote down the list of negatives
they
had.
I beat the Leafs. Check.
Yeah. I could see him like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison scratching it off with lipstick, like, and then putting it on himself, and just be like going to sleep. Like, yeah, I don't love the sound of this guy. Also, does it sound like a guy who could just sign a deal and then move on and get it over with?
No.
Or does he hold on to that for the rest of his life?
This is like,
and trust me, part of me is pro holding a grudge, but it's like, dude, you got to get out there and you got to play.
Yeah.
And this is part of the business. This is part of the business you signed up for. You're a businessman. You also told us that. You went to Maine Business School with some of the other most intellectual people in the world, and now you're coming back. And you, on the one hand, acknowledge what an arbitration is and how it goes, and yet you're shocked that they had, like, counterpoints. Like, then the other side wouldn't be doing their job if they were just like, yeah, everything Jeremy's agent's saying is right. Let's go with this. Let's give him everything he wants.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
No, it's not.
So that's it. Now, unfortunately, the Bruins decided to get Corpusalo as the fallback player.
Ooh,
and
he
sucks out loud.
He was not good last night in Quebec City.
So that's, I guess, true. I'm a bussy or bust guy.
Oh, bussy or bust?
Bussy or bust.
Oh, I like that.
That's a new, I come up with a lot of these trendy hashtags.
So you got ABB, anyone but Brissett.
Yep. Don't break Drake.
Don't break Drake. That was a good one.
That's not how I feel, but that is something that people, like half the audience, enjoys.
Yeah, that's Ken.
And now I am bussy or bust because it can't be Corpusalo, and I'm a little sick of Swayman.
B or B.
Who's sick of Swayman?
That was basically the sign last night in Quebec City.
Did you see the sign in Quebec City last night?
Yeah.
What did it say, 64 million or go home or something like that, or get out of here?
Yeah. To which I said, oh, I didn't know Cam went all the way to Quebec City last night.
Yikes.
Wow, I didn't realize Jeremy Jacobs bothered to drive to Quebec City.
Behind the side. He's like, hey. Wait, was that Cam Neely? Like, cut away.
Wow, Cam.
But yeah, I mean, Jeremy Swayman is harder and harder to defend. I think he's a good goalie, but it's relentless with this stuff.
What else did he? Did he have something else?
Yeah, this doesn't help him.
Okay, so I haven't heard this other one. So that was Jeremy Swayman on this face-off special that's coming out.
I'm crying, I think.
Crying about being taken to arbitration or going to. He chose to take the team to arbitration. So going to arbitration. I shouldn't say being taken there. Going to arbitration, and the team said mean things about him and like, oh, you're not trustworthy in the playoffs. Which, by the way, in his defense, they did only beat Toronto. I'm looking at some of the goalies Toronto has.
Oh, all of them, probably. Nickname a guy.
Well, it's been Vasilevsky. It was Swayman last year. It was Vasilevsky for a couple of years.
Okay, all right.
It was Carey Price. So, I mean, in fairness, they've run into some good goals. I'm going in Bobrovsky. Reverse order here. Bobrovsky. Sorry, you're right. Bobrovsky was in there as well.
You're off the force, Bobrovsky.
So, you're right. You if you lose to the Leafs, you're definitely
you're
off the
force. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But he did lead the postseason in save percentage last year.
Oh, he was good. No, there's no doubt. He was
you know, and his overall numbers in the playoffs are pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at it, he's a losing record, 9-10. But he's a .922 save percentage, .238 goals against. Last year's .215 and .933, that .933.
Oh, yeah, no, he was good in the playoffs, but it's also like, check. It's like,
check.
You lost in the second round.
It's
not your fault.
I beat the choking Leafs.
Like, you needed more help, but I feel like a more resounding check mark might be like a Stanley Cup appearance.
The Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967.
Yeah.
Check.
They didn't even start you every game.
They've been out of the first round in the postseason once since 2004, and that was 2 years ago in 2023. Like, so, like, not a check
mark.
So, anyway, that was one thing that he said on Prime. What was the other line here, Nick?
So, after game six, when everybody was chanting his name, he kind of took in the moment.
I was just thinking about that jersey. Like, is it the last time? You know, that's when I was like, whoa. And, like, you're skating around the garden, you're looking up, and you're hearing your name chanted, and it's like, whoa, like.
It could be the last time I wear a Bruins jersey, and I know I'm going to do everything in my power to be a Bruin for a long time. As a kid growing up in Alaska, this was in my wildest f***ing dreams.
Ow, easy.
I never want it to end, and I'm just so grateful that the sun's going to rise tomorrow and there's another opportunity.
What?
Whatever I can do to help this team win, I know everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, he's I don't know if I'm going to play, but at least I'm not dead.
If the sun comes up tomorrow,
Leonard,
pay me.
I'm just so grateful that the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
Yeah, same, dude, but like, come on. Skating around, they're chanting my name after a, you know, first-round playoff win.
What? You know what we should do?
I don't know if I'll ever be back.
No, you're out on Swayman.
At least the sun's coming up tomorrow.
Like an emo Swayman. Like,
emo Swayman.
Should we do like an emo Swayman kind of thing going on? Has that been done? Is that a bit that's been done before on radio? Like an emo
Swayman,
Swayman in his feelings.
Jeremy Swayman or The Cure? Who said it?
Yeah.
I'm with you on
that. Yeah, something like that. Like, did Jeremy Swayman say it or was it, you know, some emo? Yeah, The Cure is perfect. Robert Smith. Is that who it is?
Sounds a lot like Jeremy Swayman.
I'm just so grateful that the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
Yeah, Robert Smith. Was it Jeremy Swayman or Robert Smith?
Hope the sun comes up tomorrow. This could be the last. I'm going to do whatever I can in my power to be on the team. Well, that's not true. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
He also said like 6 times through the episode, this could be the last time I put the sweater on.
Like, well, he called it a jersey. I didn't want to jump down his throat, but he called it a jersey in the clip you just played. Yeah. Maybe properly referred to it as a sweater.
Not a hockey guy.
Yep. Maybe that's why the Bruins want to pay.
He exposed himself. Not a hockey guy.
Calls a sweater a jersey. Yeah. What a loser.
I don't know what he's even talking about.
probably steps on the B in the dressing room.
But listen, I don't know how. I mean, I know you're still Team Swayman, but that is a tough blow there. The stuff coming out of this Prime series. The Bruins have backed themselves into a corner where I think they still need the guy. A Corposalo season is crazy. Like, if Ullmark was still on the team, and I know he has his playoff issues, but I'd be like, all right, spend the money somewhere else. Like, Swayman, I don't think he's, like, what a mess.
Okay, well,
we don't have to shy away from it. There's a contract on the line.
I got real sad about it. Like, yeah, that's hard to defend.
He's a baby.
But then it's also hard to defend the Bruins not wanting to pay their goal. Because, like, what are you going to do? You're not going to have him on the team? So now it's Corposalo, who sucked last night. My guy, Corpy.
He stinks.
Your guy, Bussy?
Yeah, Bussy or Bust.
Bussy or Bust? What was it? Sickestway?
Sickestway, Bussy or Bust. Corposalo off my team.
Corpostinko, yeah. So there you go. So it's just last night.
Can we get Tuca back?
This can't help.
No.
This can't help him.
No.
That sign shows you there's real frustration, at least up in Quebec City.
Yeah.
You know, on the ramparts up there. There's real frustration about Jeremy Swayman. $64 million or go home. My God. And he's not even there. They were showing it to Corposalo. He's not even there. Who are you showing that
but
sign to?
But it's also
to?
Like, all right, he says he's going to do whatever is in his power to be back on the team. And if they really offered him 8 years, $64 million, it feels like in a vacuum, that's a very fair deal. And he's letting everything else bother him. Like, he's like, the fact that it's taken this long is bothering him. So like the end result. So it's like, if you're fighting for even a contract in your, and I hate these comparisons, but let's say you're fighting for a contract in your own job somewhere. And the way it goes is so horrible. But then ultimately you get what you were hoping in the, at the end of it. Like, don't you just suck it up and take it? Like, you're still annoyed, but you're like, at the end of the day, 8 years, $8 million per season. If you asked that sad sack skating around the garden last year, that's what he was going to get. I bet he would have taken it.
Yeah, that's true. If you would have asked him then in the middle of that interview, what would you take? He probably...
But hey, not only is the sun coming up tomorrow, Jeremy, but there's going to be $8 million per season attached to it.
Well, that was before he beat the Maple Leafs, though.
That's true. Check.
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 Advantage Swayman. Not really. Not so much. Hey, like, what a bummer.
Hey, did you bring that girl home from the bar last night?
Check.
Check.
Yeah, check.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the couch.
Like, all right, well, you got her in the door, though, at least.
Check.
Things are going your way.
Good point here on the text line, 37937. Does the sun actually rise every day in Alaska? I don't think it does.
Famously, it doesn't. There's something called 30 Days of Night, which is a great comic book turned movie where vampires go.
Oh.
Because there is no sun for a month.
Oh, so they can just hang out there.
Oh, the vamps?
They don't
just
need
to wreak havoc.
Don't need their daylight rings or anything.
Doesn't
like
matter.
That.
No, yeah, they're just smoke. They don't have daylight rings. This is like real vampires.
Vampire diaries.
This is real vampires.
They have daylight rings and vampires.
They go to Alaska. They could destroy towns.
What was the? Wasn't there a De Niro movie?
No, but
there's
a lot
Pacino,
of De Niro
no, I'm sorry,
movies.
Pacino movie where
ton
he
of them.
where he was insomnia. Wasn't that
insomnia?
Yeah,
that was Alaska, right?
That was Alaska.
Yeah,
sun didn't set.
No.
This is the opposite of it never rose. The sun never set.
The latest season of True Detective was in Alaska, and that just seems like it would mess with you.
Yeah.
30 days of night? Eesh.
How many days a day do you get? There must be a bunch of days with no night.
Maybe 30 at some point.
The insomnia, probably, yeah. The
I don't think I'd want that either.
No. It sounds like a bad place.
I like a
real bad place to live.
I like all four seasons.
Yeah.
I like days and nights.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
But Swain is not in Alaska. He could be living in Boston. He could be living in the North End, for God's sake.
Where is he? We don't know where he is.
Having a big pasta meal every night.
We don't know where he is.
He's AWOL. Could be anywhere.
It's true. All I can think of when he's talking about, this could be the last time I pulled the sweater on. I'm sorry, he called it a jersey.
Jersey. Last time, right.
Is he was real, like, philosophical in the middle of the playoffs. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
actually,
in the middle of the playoffs, he was, like, getting real philosophical about it. And we all thought it was, like, a weird, like, leadership tactic and, you know, kind of some nonsense psychiatry psychobabble. But it turns out maybe this is just he really was wondering because he's still so pissy about his contract.
He's so pissy about it.
It's hard to defend. I don't like defending it, but I also don't want to be on the Bruins side who've been real pissy about it as well. And so I'm still with Sway.
The truth is they kind of need each other at this point.
I stand with Sway. Keith, you what?
Good Lord. I am sick. Hashtag sick of Sway.
Sick of Sway. I stand with Sway. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.